On Veterans Day last November, Mary Alice Stamm was working in a Colleyville park, tending to a war veterans memorial.
I really feel strongly that we should honor our men that have fought in the military.
Her friend, Ellie Raj, stopped by. She says something just seemed off.
I've noticed her speech started to slur. She's reliving things in the past. She was talking about her girls when they were younger. It was one of those things that I thought, okay, this isn't the Mary Alice that I know.
Ellie called Mary Alice's daughter.
Your mom, she's speaking incoherently and she's slurring.
That call was not what Mary Alice wanted.
I thought, how dare her say that about me?
You just don't want to mess with Mary Alice. This fiery grandma isn't shy about giving her age. She's 78, and she's a bit particular about her medical care. That's because she's a retired nurse.
I have a real thing about people trying to be nurses that aren't.
And she thought she was feeling fine.
I'm not having any problem, and I wasn't having a stroke, but I was.
A Care Flight helicopter whisked Mary Alice off to UT Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas. It has what's called a Level 1 Comprehensive Stroke Center, similar to Level 1 trauma centers, with stroke specialists who work round the clock.
All these operating suites are right here, and we have neurosurgeons who are here 24/7. We have neurointerventionalists like me who are here 24/7, stroke neurologists who are here 24/7.
That's Dr. Lee Pride, who treated Mary Alice. He says many stroke victims don't get to the hospital fast enough.
Millions of neurons die in a 5 to 10 minute period of time after a stroke is happening.
Mandy Derrickson, a nurse practitioner, examined Mary Alice. Here's video from that day.
Mary, I'm going to raise this arm and I want you to hold it up. Ready?
Okay.
This arm I'm touching. Don't drop it.
You're judging, does the arm just drift? Does it drop? Does it move at all? When I got to the left side of her body, her arm just hit the bed.
Doctors found a clot about as long as a dime in Mary Alice's brain. Derrickson says had Mary Alice not gotten to the hospital quickly, the impairments would have been severe.
Paralysis of the left arm, probably some paralysis of the left leg. She would have had slurred speech, and she could have even needed a feeding tube.
Stroke patients who get to the hospital fast enough typically get a clot-busting drug called TPA. That wasn't an option for Mary Alice because she was on a blood thinner. Instead, doctors tried a relatively new procedure. UT Southwestern calls it endovascular rescue therapy. Several recent clinical trials show it can be beneficial, and hospitals across the country are using the treatment. Dr. Pride inserted a catheter into Mary Alice's groin, and it traveled up to the brain. Then a wire mesh tube got to work.
You position this little tube across the clot, and then you uncover this device, and the device expands into the clot and entangles it.
Dr. Pride plucked out the clot, and the blood vessel was wide open once again.
And then you inject the x-ray dye, and it all flows up there, and it just lights up like a big tree. It just looks great. And so then you get the big sigh of relief. Ah, it's a very exhilarating feeling.
They gave me my mom back. They gave the grandkids their grandmother back, and my dad, his wife back. We're blessed.
That's Mary Alice's daughter, Judy Sherrill. Now her mom can go back to gardening at her Tarrant County home, and she's even getting behind the wheel.
Everybody thinks it's Indianapolis Speedway. I'm not going to drive to Dallas to get my hair done right away, but I will be driving.
Mary Alice could have been facing life in a nursing home. Instead, she's got her freedom. She's back on the road. Eric Austin, KERA News.